Part two of the Monday Morning Coffee Talk. Nancy, we left off with you asking about family camping trips and some of the funnier stories. There is one really good one. You ever been stuck in a pop-up with somebody who snored so bad that nobody else got to sleep that night? And at some point you lose so much mental cohesion that eventually you just kind of look at the situation and go, there's nothing else I can do. So all I can do is pretend to be telling a story based on what their snores. And basically just what we were doing, once upon a time there lived a... we did that for an hour, and my mother was scolding us, and then eventually she joined in, and we were all laughing so much that we expected to wake him up, but we didn't. So, like, that was the one and only time we used a pop-up. Yeah. The only other real camping story, well, that's not really a camping story, because it was, yeah. But that would be my solid best camping story. There was also a camping story about somebody informing us that they were going to lose toes. So they earned the nickname Stubbs or Stubby. And then had a bout of indigestion so bad that they were gassy for 2 days straight. And so had... upon that trip earned the nickname Pootie Stubbs and has been called Pootie Stubbs or P Stubby ever since. And we're talking decades. So yeah, so those are my two very best camping stories. Number two, are you enjoying a nutritious breakfast with your coffee this morning? You know, I enjoy a coffee every morning. Breakfast varies in sizes, which is funny. Given the sheer size of me, you would think that I would eat more than I do, but I don't. So, yeah. So, that's how... coffee is always appreciated. Usually, I try to pace myself. Usually. You know. I do the best I can. Listen, I had an appointment with my cardiologist, and... everything's doing great, so I'm flying high right now. Random asks, number one, with the inglorious bearded bear man selfies posted on the Discord, tell me, do you clean out your belly button fluff on the regular? My brain will not let this go until I get an answer. Yes?
I know. You know what? We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of this. And some might consider this not safe for work. But this is being said because I am personally offended. There was a conversation that was had between me and somebody else in my profession. And I'm not going to indicate, orientation or gender, any of that. But a conversation took place. And I was stunned to my core because that person asked me if we were to ever engage in a scene, if my tush tush would be clean. And I'm like, yes, it would be. Why do you ask? And I was led to believe that there is a certain portion of the male population who does not wash all the bits thoroughly when they are in the shower. And I was mortified. I'm like, what? Are you telling me that there are people that do not clean the crevasse, along with the décolletage every single time they're in the shower? Like, listen, daily showers, make sure that you're scrubbing things correctly. Listen, I just had a bacterial throat infection because of... reasons, and that person was very clean and still So, yeah, you know what? You know what? I clean everything thoroughly. My whole legs get scrubbed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I apply a moisturizer with an SPF rating every day. Like, who are these people who are not taking care of their skin or washing it properly? Like, here's the thing. Like, I might, on top of, okay, yeah, and I might be broaching onto a little bit of Thirsty Thursday right now, but I'm going to say this anyways. But, like, hey, you know, I'm not saying that the top of my priority list is putting bits near anybody's mouth, but, like, why would I not clean them on a regular basis? If somebody were to want to do that, wouldn't I want to be confident in knowing that I was presenting them with a clean meal? Like, well-prepared? Belly button lint. Thank you for, all of a sudden, I cannot tell you, Random, but in that moment that I read that question out loud, my brain went, was there lint going on? But there was no lint going on. You made me go back and look at naughty photos of myself, and now I feel weird about it. I mean, delicious, handsome man, but at the same time... yes, no, shower and clean every single day. Ears, nose, belly button, all of the bits, okay? Between the toes, I'm not like... Ugh. I understand that to some I am just a humble country bear, but I have standards. Thank you. Random second question. Blame Anna / not wearing socks for this one. So Nick, it looks like you have a Morton's toe, also known as a Greek toe or royal toe. All the descriptions are relevant to my question, but you know, gedgemication for others. How often do you stub this toe, given its unusual length, to the rest of your foot? Wow. This is weird. Actually, you know what? Here's a little bit of a fun game to play for the insiders. Take a moment and take a look at my photos where you see my bare feet and try to figure out which one is the one that I broke all of the toes on while kickboxing. There's a fun game for you. No, there are a couple of things that you need to know. I am more often than not barefoot all the time because I hate shoes and socks. And I don't stub my feet as often as you'd think because I spent enough years doing ballet where I am fairly well coordinated and have a really good sense of balance about me. Yeah, don't bust them as often as I do. When I bust them, usually it's because I intend to bust them. But the other thing, I'm sure for anybody who has ADHD, you probably know that there's ways that people with ADHD move through rooms where they're very conscious of objects in a space and like try to avoid them. Yeah, you should see me moving through crowded stores. It at times looks like a dance number. I'm sure the people who are at the ball witnessed some of my quote unquote moves when it comes to maneuvering through a crowd. I'm not the kind of person who like insists on you moving out of my way. I will just find ways of like dancing around you in order to get where I want to go. So yeah, interesting questions, Random. Interesting indeed. Number three, again, not wearing socks. Wow, Random, blaming a lot. Blaming a lot on not wearing socks here. I'm just saying. I was happy to pace myself, but Anna was insistent I use my three questions. Oh, sure. Okay. You're being sacrificed on the hill on this one, huh? Tell me, Nick, is your shower head bespoke to suit your height, or do you need to kneel to wash your head hair? Thank you for your patience. Wow. Interesting question. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post a photo of my shower head because I love my shower head. It is a rain shower head. It has three points of articulation, and then the adjustable, the massaging shower wand has five settings to it. Love it. Again, very useful when it comes to making sure that I am clean properly because I would not ever want to present myself as a hairy, gross human being. Listen, it's bad enough being Kung Fu Panda shaped, but you imagine being Kung Fu Panda shaped and smelly? And no, thank you. Not wearing socks, it says. Oh my God. Random's like, I have more. Random. Jeez Louise. We're going to have to bump you. We're going to have to make a tier just for Random and all the questions she has. But I'm loving the energy, though. I am loving the energy. Please don't take that as me being annoyed. It's genuinely, like, heartwarming. Not wearing socks says, to be fair, you teased a list of random questions. My curiosity got the better of me. Well, it's okay. Random questions are not a bad thing. I enjoy the conversation that can be had. Random says, I have more. I'm on a roll now. My curiosity is endless. Random, you have found yourself a house unto your mind. You have. This is a mind palace. The library is for people who are endlessly curious. We love it around here. Though some of the old folkies will tell you that you need to just, you know, cut it out. I'm not one of them. Anyway, Andy Panda says, good morning, Nick. Hope you do have a good weekend. Based on some of the things you said on Feral Friday, my question is, how do you go from going on a gentleman werewolf thirsty rant and then are able to immediately switch it off? Whether it's switching it to another character or just being yourself, how do you switch that quickly? Have you finished the Uncle Forgebear meditation? And if so, when are we getting it? And finally, can you please have a Monday morning motivation for all of the beasties to get pumped for the week? Yes, yes, and yes, Andy. So first off, and sorry it's not on Monday, but, you know, things did not exactly go smoothly when it came to coming back from the weekend. Hopefully things will get smoother, especially since this is taking a little bit of a shift, but we will discuss that in a moment. But it, in an okay way, don't you worry none. Good morning, Nick. I hope that you have a good weekend based on some of the blah, 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 blah. Yeah, how do I switch gears so quickly? For anybody who's a fan of the movie The Avengers, they will get this reference right off the bat. For those who are not fans of the movie The Avengers, I will explain it. There is a part in that movie where, in the third act, Bruce Banner, played by Mark Ruffalo, has spent the entirety of the movie as Bruce Banner and not his alter ego, the Hulk. Because, as we all know, or at least some of us know, and I'm not assuming you all know, so here goes, Bruce Banner was exposed to a special kind of cosmic radiation, which, while experimenting with serums based on the serum that turned Captain America into a super soldier, in the combination of the serum and the radiation, he was turned into the Incredible Hulk, which Bruce Banner turns into when he gets angry, right? Okay. So, giant green hulking monster of a guy, impervious to most damage. He gets stronger the angrier he gets, capable of big jumps and a lot of physical feats of strength. In the third act of the movie The Avengers, they're fighting an alien horde. And Captain America looks at Hulk and says to Hulk, or Dr. Banner, I'm going to need you to get angry, thus implying that he's going to need him to turn into the Hulk. At which point, Bruce Banner turns to Captain America and says, that's the trick, Captain. I'm always angry. And then instantly turns into the Hulk because he always has that within him. My darling, that's the trick. I'm always the werewolf. So yeah, that should answer your question, I think. It's always there. Just beneath the surface. I can turn it on and off at a drop of a hat because it's always in my mind. So yeah, so hopefully that answers your question. Have I finished the Uncle Forge Bear meditation? If so, when are we getting it? You should be getting the Uncle Forge Bear meditation this week. I have been very sensitive about it, but I also wanted to make sure that I had the story correct. Because I feel like there are certain characters that I'm very... I shouldn't say that. You know that the way that I treat my characters, but the thing about meditations is I always worry that I'm going to pour too much story into them and not allow you enough room to relax, but at the same time that, like, I'm worried that I'm going to like overdo it and you're not going to be able to relax. You know what I mean? So I kind of have to like strike that very delicate balance of telling enough story that I feel like it's serving the purpose of you being in the place that you are when you come up against Uncle Forge Bear and you're in his cabin, because as we all know, Uncle Forge Bear doesn't just let anybody into his cabin. It's like a great many other things, Andy. It's me trying to be a perfectionist and also not being too much of a perfectionist. You know how it is. And lastly, can I give you motivation? Yeah, I can. I can give you motivation. I can give you motivation any time of the week, any time of the day. I can motivate you. I can give you that energy. I can find that strength inside of you. I can point out the creativity. I can talk about the light and the love and the beauty of you. And you know why it's so easy for me? It's just like the question you asked at the top. It's not hard to turn on because it's always there. Seeing you, hearing you, understanding you, it shines it in my face to the point where it's near blinding. I hear you, I see you, I understand you, and it's easy to motivate you because I'm simply pointing out the obvious. You're like standing in front of a great masterwork. You're like standing in front of an architectural wonder. You're like standing in front of something that was created over the course of billions of years by the natural forces of the universe that can stun men to silence, that can stop the world from spinning. Because here you are, being yourself, having come to the place of your existence, finding yourself in the face of adversity, difficulty, chaos. You've become this person that you are. And I can stop and I can appreciate that, and I see you. And all I have to do is open my mouth and let the world tumble forth. Let the praise pile them upon you. Let it feed you. Let it push you forward. Let it remind you of how glorious and how singular and how strong you are. And it's effortless. Because here you are, being you. Here you are in all of your glory. Here you are. And I see you for who you are. And all I need do is tell you. All I need do is express. All I need do is be a reflection. Use the simple tactics built into my brain. Utilize the simplistic vocabulary that I have. Try my best to create poetry worthy of you. Because here you are. being an inspiration. Here you are, eliciting a response from me. And it's easy, because you are a wonder of the universe. You effortlessly go forward. You find momentum. You create kinetic energy. You drive forward. You take that which is innate between the cells of your body and you use it to push forward. You take the blood that's pumping through you, the fire of it, the thrust of it, and you go and you do and you create and you protect and you make the world something more than it used to be. So yeah, you tell me, how hard is it to switch on? How difficult is it to motivate? How hard? The answer is, there is no difficulty to it. Simply the fact that all I'm doing is reacting to the people in front of me. And those people, you, all of you, are miraculous. Keep being miraculous. Even on your worst day, you are a glory unto itself. And so I stand in awe of you, and I pray that you will never be pushed so hard that somehow you turn against the scales and decide that it's easier to be cold, to be harsh, to be mean, to destroy. Because knowing all of the power that lives within you, knowing all the glory that you can create, knowing how singular you are, I know what could happen if one day you decided to turn it all around. And with that, I've completed Monday Morning Coffee Talk. I'd like to thank each and every one of you. As I pointed out before, except for Thirsty Thursday, there will be some stuff posting on Friday. Fridays are going to become my release days from now on. Because, well, frankly, life has changed for the summers. I'm going to do my very best to keep up with stuff. I hope you guys don't forget about me over the course of the summer. I know there's a lot of content creators out there. I know that there's a lot going on. I know that there are times where, like, you tune into my live when you could be on other lives, and I appreciate that. So, thank you again, 1,000-fold. And until next time, have fun storming the castle.